It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
On your Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith coming to you live from Old Ben Franklin Motors. It is time for the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Folks, don't put off your dental visits in 2020. Head on over to Knoxville Smiles. They'll take great care of you. Schedule your appointment online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Bear?
Sorry about that, Russ. Thank you. Number one, Georgia is disputing ex-safety Otis Reese's claims of racial insensitivity. Surprise, surprise. Georgia, in the statement, read, "We cannot comment on student-athlete eligibility matters due to federal privacy laws, but we would be happy to share our full response to Otis Reese's waiver request if he provides a signed release allowing us to do so," the Georgia Athletic Association said in a statement on Wednesday. UGA disputes any suggestion that it maintains an unsafe, unsupportive, or racially insensitive environment. And then it goes on, they basically parrot the Sankey statement about the rule. It's pretty cagey.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, they brought this on themselves. I mean, I guess if Kirby just signed off on these three, here's the thing, man. Like, does Cade Mays playing at Tennessee this year and this guy who I can never remember his name going to Ole Miss, does that hinder
Reese
what they're trying to do at Georgia at all this season?
Cade does a little bit. Cade would have been a starter this year down there.
So it makes their game against us a little bit tougher.
Yeah, it's probably a bitter pill to swallow for them, too. Because they've got some pretty major offensive line concerns.
Okay, well, that's fine, but they're going to have to swallow it, and they're going to have to take the arrows that come at them now from Ole Miss and Tennessee. So I don't particularly – not particularly concerned how tough it is to swallow because they brought it on themselves, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. Number two, University of South Florida has paused all on-field activities as a precaution after Notre Dame reports positive COVID-19 results. South Florida lost to Notre Dame over the weekend 52-0 on Saturday. Notre Dame on Monday reported 7 new positives and postponed its upcoming Week 4 game against Wake Forest. USF said that all of its Monday tests produced negative results. The team is going to wait until further testing and contact tracing can be completed before continuing its on-field work.
Breaking news out of that, Bear, just to come on top of you. That came out wrong. Just to back you up, they're now saying South Florida and Florida Atlantic game has been postponed.
Yeah.
That's what, 4 games this weekend, Bear, that have now been postponed? I think it's 4.
Well, no South Florida Atlantic, I mean, might as well just cancel the season as far as I'm concerned.
Smartass.
You're killing me. Number three, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey stating that the College Football Playoff Selection Committee faces a number of challenges this year. He has reviewed the selection criteria and anticipates a number of challenges as conferences played disparate schedules this season and games are canceled due to COVID-19 testing. So he says we're going to trust him with that. The SEC intends to play a 10-game conference-only schedule getting Saturday. The Big 12 and ACC are following a plan for an 11-game schedule. And then last week, the Big 10 announced that it would seek to play 8 games in 8 weeks beginning October 24th. So I guess since you guys aren't responding, I'm sure what he's – I think it's going to be the winner of the SEC, the winner of the ACC, the winner of the Big 12, and the winner of the Big 10.
I'd agree with that, right? Does UCF
the Pac-12
got a chance of making it?
Look like they're going to play.
What about UCF, Bear? UCF runs the table. They got a chance to play for a national championship?
No. No, because they couldn't stay within 5 touchdowns of any of the league champions in Power 5. They just couldn't. Alabama would stomp them. Clemson would stomp them. Ohio State would stomp them.
Did beat Auburn.
Was that bowl game?
Yeah, they beat them in
Auburn,
the Chick-fil-A
bowl. Auburn didn't look like they were really enthused about playing that game. So.
Yeah.
All right, number four.
I don't disagree.
The MAC, presidents to vote Friday on a fall football season, which would likely be six games. Why even do that then? The league presidents also met Tuesday, but did not hold a vote then on the season, which likely will begin the weekend of October 24th. The MAC on August 8th became the first FBS league to postpone the fall season because of concerns about the coronavirus pandemic.
Give me MAC football or give me death. That's what, haven't I always said that, Bear? I mean, can you even have
college football? I like my MAC. No, you do too.
What are we supposed to do on Tuesday and Wednesday nights without Sun Belt and MAC football?
All right, that is the top five at five presented by.
No, that was only four.
Okay, let's go. Come on, pick it up here.
Well, that was your top five at five, then, Russ. You go ahead.
Top five at five brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Folks, don't put off your dental visits in 2020. Go on to Knoxville Smiles, their state-of-the-art facility located in beautiful West Knoxville, South Peters Road. Safety and cleanliness, their first priority for you and your family. Dr. Stephen Malone, Dr. Michael Costa take great pride in listening to and communicating with their patients to help them make the best decisions about their dental health. Yeah, maybe they'll talk to you about your mental health as well while you're at it. Into a lot of things over there, the folks over at Knoxville Smiles. KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Call 865-539-1776. 539-1776 to set up your appointment today. Take the virtual tour online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Our phone number, you want to jump on board, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to jump in, we should add one other note that Olivier Saar has apparently won his waiver with the NCAA to play immediately. He is the first team All-ACC center who's transferring from Wake Forest to Kentucky. So that, I guess, complicates things a little bit. I'm for it though, man. I want to see Kentucky at their best, have a really good team, make it that much sweeter when we beat them twice this year.
Got to get approved by the SEC first and Greg Sankey.
Well, he's from out of the conference, so I'd imagine he's going to be okay. You know, can't have a guy transferring in conference. He comes from Wake Forest, it's fine. From Georgia, oh, that's just complete.
But he's not a grad transfer, though.
I thought he was.
No. No, according to Kyle Tucker, they have to get approval from Greg Sankey and the SEC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Make it go along.
He is non-grad transfers with fewer than 2 years of eligibility must get separate SEC waiver.
Maybe they'll put him on the who's our big guy that can't play? No offense, but he can't play.
Drew Pember?
No, Pember's going to be fine.
Plotvich.
Uroš. I'm sorry. Is it too early, to say Uroš can't play?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I saw him last year. That looked like a dude who can't play. But what do I know? I'm just sitting here talking to you guys. Let's get Tom in here. Tom, you're on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Tom.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, doing well, thanks.
Hey, guys, I got one thing. Just talking about players protesting. I'm not sure if that, you know, that's kind of a real thing or not, but I'm just kind of the opinion. I mean, there's nobody on the team that's put it on the line more than Trey Smith, and I seriously doubt that the team would protest or any game because you got Trey Smith and everything that he's gone through. They're not giving up a game for that guy. And furthermore, I like Cade Mays. I hope he gets granted. I hope he can play. But, man, the University of Tennessee is bigger than one person. We should know this by now. By all the coach worship that we've had over the past 10 years, we've got all these idiot coaches in here that sell the fans a bag of goods, pumping themselves up. Man, we're better than that.
Well,
what do you think?
Look, I think that your point is well taken. Of course, it's the university's bigger than Cade Mays. He's just one player of many great players that have come through here through the years, and we should be able to beat South Carolina, Missouri without him, no doubt about it. I think we can play with anybody on the schedule without him. Now, he would have helped immensely. There's no doubt about it. But the season will go on, and guess what? Tennessee's still going to have a really good offensive line. They're still going to have depth. They're just going to be minus one really good player.
Guys, on the way out, I believe you triggered Phil when you talking about the Titans talk. If the ball's loose Saturday, you should change his name to Titans Phil. You got Titans Phil and Titans Phil. See you guys.
Oh, it's beautiful. Titans Phil. What do you say, guys? My Titans. I think I could talk Titans Phil into taking a road trip with me over to Nashville Nissan Stadium.
You paid for everything.
To see our Titans play. Yeah, we can get them a cold Bud Light or two.
You need more than one or two.
You can take care of them. Have you seen how expensive those things are in NFL stadiums? I mean, come on. Can't be going broke trying to get Phil drunk. Plus, we got to drive home. I can't be stopping for him to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. I mean, you know. Could be a long ride.
So,
elsewhere, ladies and gentlemen, in your world of sports, South Carolina has announced they're going all black unis for the season opener.
Yeah.
It's a good look for them.
Something called like the black armor or something like that. Yeah.
What do you go? I say you go stormtrooper if you're Tennessee to counter that. Go all white. Break out the white cleats too. Stormtrooper look all the way.
I don't disagree. I think you do, actually.
Or do you break out them fancy orange britches that everybody loves so much?
I don't know. Bear, what do you do?
I'd roll out there in stormtroopers. That's a clean look. I don't care about the uniform. Just go down there and kick their ass and come home. Let's get ready for Missouri.
7:30 kick, SEC Network will televise it. South Carolina, a couple receivers that we recruited. There's Xavier Legette, who's a guy Tennessee got in on late. I think we actually passed on him. And then Jakari Caldwell, a guy we got in on late last year, are going to be in the lineup. That is a pedestrian wide receiver core, if I've ever seen one, ladies and gentlemen. Shai Smith can play a little bit, but beyond that, that is a pedestrian wide receiver core.
Yeah, I mean, Nate broke it down this morning during his two-deep evaluation on the South Carolina roster, and I didn't realize Shai Smith's as small as he is. He's only like 5'10 and 190. So, I mean, I expect RDBs to be able to walk right up the line and muscle.
If there is a matchup that goes in our favor in this game, it is our secondary versus their wide receivers.
Yeah. I mean, they're in trouble. Who's the biggest loser in the Sankey deal today with these transfers? Kentucky?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I don't know anything about this kid. I don't even know what position he plays, the kid who's going to Ole Miss. But, I mean, it might be us because – I don't know if, for some reason, Kentucky, up there, that Stoops guy, they love Terry Wilson. And he couldn't play dead in a Western. But they keep trotting him back out there. I know he got hurt last year. They got this five-star. They're saying Terry Wilson might play anyway. So I don't even know if he's guaranteed a starter. I know this about Cade Mays. I don't know where he'd start, but he'd be in the starting lineup somewhere on our offensive line.
He'd probably be at right guard. Or some, you know, whatever, wherever they needed him.
Plus, it's Kentucky at the end of the day. I mean, what are they going to do other than do the J-O-B to Tennessee? What they always do. So, I'm not I would lean towards Tennessee a little bit. But, yeah, if there is a matchup in this game where we have the advantage, it's the secondary. I said earlier in the week, if I'm Tennessee, I take the ball out of Garantano's hands. I line up and run it until South Carolina proves they can stop it. And I do the opposite on the other side of the ball. I put 8-9 guys in the box and make this quarterback and that pedestrian wide receivers group beat me because I don't think they can do it.
We'll find out Saturday night.
If they can, it's going to be a very long night. All right, we've got Willie back. We're going to give him another shot here. Very rarely do this, making an exception for Willie. I mean, he did battle through COVID. It's the least we can do for him. Good afternoon, Willie. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, guys, I'm pulling for old Cade Mays, but how bad do you think he regrets not sticking with that commitment to Clemson? He'd have a national championship ring on his finger. He'd probably be playing for another one this year.
Was he committed to Clemson?
Yes, or a verbal commitment. Yeah, he turned from Clemson to Georgia at the 11th hour.
Man, how did I forget that?
I remember him flirting with him. I couldn't remember if he'd actually committed to him.
Yeah, Bear. He was a solid Clemson commit until he might even turn. It was either the day before or on signing day, he flipped to play for Kirby Prick when he could be playing for Dabo. That'd be an easy choice, wouldn't it, guys?
Well, at the time, At the time, you know, he had Sam Pittman, who's one of the best offensive line coaches in the game. So I can kind of see what he was thinking at the time. But, yeah, looking back on it, and if he knew what he knew now, he'd probably just go to Tennessee in the first place.
But, guys, my take with Feinbaum was, and I got this from Tony's show today, one of the smartest calls I've heard in a long time. This caller, and I hadn't even heard him call in before, he said, well, Tennessee should get together with Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss, And Stoops up at Kentucky. All right, Cade Mays' family's already hired one of the most prominent attorneys in the United States in Greg Isaacs. And all three of these teams should just get together and say, screw Skanky, we're going to play these guys, because if they all three did it, now if just one school, if just Tennessee does it, you know they're going to hammer us for years to come. But if all three of those teams do it, do you think Skanky's going to want the bad pub, considering the pandemic and the racial unrest in the country right now? You know the kid that's trying to get in down there at Ole Miss, you know what he's claiming, don't you? About the racial stuff that's going on at Georgia?
Yeah. Hey, Willie, I said the exact same thing earlier. I think Big Josh said it on the show as well. I mean, it's different than, like, us going it alone with Aubrey Solomon last year, or Memphis going it alone with James Wiseman. If you have three teams doing it and they're band together and man, what strange bedfellows this would make with Tennessee and Lane Kiffin uniting again. But I think Sankey would fold.
I think he would, too. And that was one of the most brilliant ideas. I'm not going to take credit for it because I didn't come up with it, but that was a brilliant idea that guy had.
It's amazing what happened. What talk radio can get done, Willie. The just
it is. I mean, we got Shiano blocked, didn't we?
We did. This is, we get things done, man. It's not all just talk, Willie. We get things done.
Yeah, but
ideas.
I just can't believe because another couple of facts. You know, this kid's been practicing out there during this pandemic, putting his health on the line. And if Skanky knew that he wasn't going to allow this, he should have told him a long time ago.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying all day. Why did we have to go through this dog and pony show? If we knew what the end result was going to be, why didn't he just say that at the beginning? What are we doing?
Yeah. But anyway, guys, y'all have a good afternoon, and really looking forward to this game Saturday. I just hope I just hope Gitmo is not the same person.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate the phone call.
See you, Sheep.
I mean, really, like,
Willie.
That's why you got to think that the door is at least a little bit cracked. Because Greg Sankey's not a dumb man. He's not a stupid guy. Say what you will about him. We disagree with the decision, but he's not he's a smart guy. If it was always going to come down to this rule, he should have said that back in July before these guys started practicing, before we started going through this thing. And the fact that he didn't leads me to believe that there's some sort of process, a waiver, an appeal, whatever you want to call it, that they go through that could ultimately end up in ineligibility. So I want to get folks'
hopes
up. I
don't know, the way he's talking, it would be for the member institutions to get together and change the rule.
But he also said
he knows they're not going to do.
But he said there's a waiver process that they go through, and it takes time. Why would you have a waiver if it's a rule that you're never gonna break?
I don't know. I mean, have they filed the waiver?
I don't know. I would assume. So,
still a whole lot we don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to get anybody's hopes up on this thing. I mean, if you're asking me, like, to put a percent chance on it that he plays at this point, I'd say like 10%, maybe. But cue up the Dumb and Dumber GIF, right?
Oh yeah,
tell me that
you're saying there's a chance.
I live with 10%. I don't know about you. I'll cling to that for a day or two.
Sure, why not?
Yep. All right, what do we got here? Does Trey have to leave?
Yep, got to get ready. Pruitt's about to speak here in about 10 minutes. I'm going to fire that up. So we'll see what he has to say about Caden Mays this afternoon.
Ooh, that should be interesting. Let me know.
I'll text you.
That's coming up here in just a minute. You'll have that before the show's over.
Yep, Taylor Zarzer will join us tomorrow.
Oh, man. Our good luck charm.
Yep.
That's fantastic. All right, so we got a lot to get to here this afternoon. A lot to get done. Stay with us. It's The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 hotline. Stay tuned. Back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Russell and Bear with you. Trey's covering the Jeremy Pruitt press event. But Jeremy Pruitt about to meet with the media, and I guess then we'll have some more. I'm not going to say clarification because I've almost given up on that at this point. But more information, I guess, on the Cade Mays situation, as certainly not encouraging comments from the commissioner, Greg Sankey, earlier this morning on Birmingham radio. But maybe Pruitt will have, maybe he'll put it to bed here in just a few minutes. Bear, what do you think?
I think he'll definitely, we'll find out whether or not there's any kind of an appeal from here.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Whether or not there's hope.
Yeah. So I don't think he's going to leave the fan base hanging. So
if you
should be interesting.
If you think it's over and you're not going to get the answer you want, do you just go full nuclear on the conference?
Let the chopper spray. I'm Jeremy Pruitt. Now, you know, the respective families of Gatewood, Reese, and Mays. I don't see why they wouldn't. So,
you just let it fly if you're the Mays family.
Oh yeah.
Didn't we hear from somebody?
Yeah, we did.
Seemed to indicate that that would happen, that that would be the case.
Yeah, we did.
I guess that's some small consolation, right? That might be entertaining.
I've been fairly amused since the early 90s over Kevin Mays losing his temper and reacting, you know, blowing up, whether it be on the football field or in other areas. So, why stop now? I'm all about Kevin losing his temper, as long as it's not directed at me. You know that.
That would.
You know how that goes, Russ.
I can imagine.
The whole, as long as it's not directed at me, it's funny as hell. Yeah, I love being a casual observer. I can only imagine the dirt, you know, that all these families have. I mean, what's the former say? They probably know where some of the bodies are buried. Kirby Smart's not looking good in all this.
Yeah, but I guess, and this is the frustrating thing about it, is he probably doesn't care because he knows this will all blow over. He's got a top 10.
He's developing quite the reputation in Georgia in general. I'm really surprised that they're playing this Patty, you know, that they're going to – I think had it been the Reese kid that had transferred to Ole Miss by himself and Gatewood and Mays weren't looking for immediate eligibility, that they would have very quietly granted that one because of the racism allegations, especially on top of, you know, Justin Fields was ruled immediately eligible after the, former Georgia baseball player dropped a hard R on him.
That's basically what they're telling these kids is, sorry, you should have transferred out of conference. It's not exactly, I mean, that's another way you look at this. It's not exactly promoting your own league. You're basically telling, look, if you're a good player, you're unhappy at your school, then transfer out of the conference, which, I don't know, call me crazy, but, like, if you're the SEC, you're in the business of TV rights and selling football tickets and stuff. Don't you want good players to stay in your league?
You do, but it's a balance. I mean, there's a reason why that rule was totally 100% across the board unanimous with 14 presidents and 14 athletic directors. None of them want to deal with, interconference poaching of their rosters. The only thing really holding it back right now is that wouldn't be immediately eligible deal.
It's funny. They don't seem to have many qualms about assistant coaches or head coaches going back and forth. The guys that are actually making the money. Don't hear many rules about that, do you?
No, you don't. I didn't say it wasn't completely and totally hypocritical. It's a machine, though, man.
I'm being told on Twitter that Cade Mays did not commit to Clemson at any point during his recruitment.
I don't think he did. I know for a fact that Dabo recruited him as hard as he recruited Amari. I know that he's really, obviously former teammate and still, from what I understand, close with Amari Rodgers, who's over at Clemson. But it always came down to Pittman at Georgia, the upheaval at Tennessee, the bungled coaching search, weighed out against whether or not he's going to get to play with Cooper. So, at the time when he went to Georgia, maybe Georgia was telling him that Cooper was going to end up at Georgia getting a scholarship offer. So, I mean, nobody really knows what promises were made. So,
well, that's another what if that they've got to be playing through their minds is like, man, they could save themselves a lot of trouble just going to Clemson.
Yeah, either that or Georgia could have saved themselves a lot of trouble and just offered Cooper Mays. While he's not as highly touted as Cade, I guarantee you put Cooper in the weight room for, you know, he'll probably redshirt this year. He'll hit that training table and hit the weight room. And it won't surprise me at all if he ends up being a 3 or 4 year starter at center for us.
Oh, I absolutely think he's going to be a nice player. And, but I mean, do you think that you definitely would have gone to Georgia if they had offered him earlier?
That's what I don't know. Because the one thing I do know is that he loves, he really, really loves Tennessee. So I think he wanted to play here. I imagine it's pretty hard, I mean, the only thing closest would probably be like the Manning family. But I couldn't imagine, having, what Eli went through with an older brother, went to Tennessee, his dad played at Ole Miss. Kevin is a legend at Tennessee. Everything that goes into recruiting. And it was just like a, revolving door. It was a who's who of coaches going out there to see all the, to see Cade.
It just
everybody and
the
brother was recruiting him. What Saban offered him freshman year? When he camped down there. Saban wanted him bad.
Still waiting on comments from Pruitt this afternoon. We'll let you know when we have those. In the meantime, if you want to jump in, go ahead and take your shot. 865-546-8200. 546-8200 if you want to jump in this afternoon on the drive. We're live this afternoon at Old Ben Franklin Motors where these new Mitsubishis, man, they've been flying off the lot for a while now. And it's a pretty cool deal. You talk about owning a new car and the prices that they have out here on the Mirage, especially. You get one of these things and you're talking about walking out of here, you just put $1,000 down, you walk out of here with $199 a month car payment for a new car. I'm sorry?
Nobody sat in that thing. Brand new.
Nobody. They got over 100 Mirages to choose from. And the thing about a Mirage, Bear, is a Mirage, when you're in the desert, it's not real. It's an illusion, right? It's not really there. But
right.
I can assure you these prices are real. It's the real deal. Holyfield out here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Come on out, check it out. Check it out, the Mirage, the G4. They've got the Mirage hatchback as well. They're offering $4,000 over the Kelley Blue Book for your trade. I mean, that's crazy. They've got it going on here for the Mitsubishi Mirage. We're talking $11,000, $12,000 for these cars, man. You get yourself one of the Eclipse. I love the Eclipse Cross. Little SUV. They've got going on in here. I mean, this thing is, it's got Bluetooth, it's got backup camera, it's got your Sirius XM radio, smart device integration.
You're a huge fan of the Sirius XM, I know, Russ.
I'm not afraid to admit it. I know we're not supposed to, being in terrestrial radio business, but I do indulge in the Sirius XM from time to time.
The Bluetooth and that whole deal where you can integrate, your smartphone. I got to drive a car that had that. That's just once you have that, you never want to go back. It's so cool.
Anybody can have it now. It's no Mirage. It is the Mirage. It is real, ladies and gentlemen, and it is fantastic. You come out here and test drive one today. 9711 Kingston Pike. OldBenFranklinMotors.com. Shop the inventory on there. Go check it out, man. See what we're talking about here, the Mitsubishis. It is easy in a Mitsubishi. And we got to take one more quick break here. We'll be back to wrap things up. Let's get, as a matter of fact, let's hold it right here. Let's talk to Big Orange Brent. Big Orange Brent, you.
Can you hear me?
2-3 hotline. We got you, man. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, I'm a long-time listener. I live down here in Lawrence County, Tennessee. That's 81 miles south of Nashville, right on the Alabama line.
Yeah.
And back in the spring, me and my dad bought a piece of farm equipment from Kevin Mays. I don't know if y'all know, they raise high-end hay for horses and sell it in Kentucky. And anyway, when we got done making the deal, I just asked Kevin, I said, I want to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but you're right, Katie wanted to come to Tennessee, but it boils down to, it was really Butch Jones. That's what it boils down to. And I'm not going to say everything that Kevin said, because I wouldn't want him mad at me. But and then he got to talking a little bit about Kirby Smart at Georgia, and he's I don't know, I can't really describe how he talked about him. So he's not real. He's a jerk. Let me put it that way. He's just a jerk, you know. So I'm just giving you my 2 cents for what I know, but it boils down to Butch Jones, and maybe he didn't show Kate enough love. That's about all I can say without getting into a lot of it. You know, that's all I know. And that came from Kevin Mays.
Well, I mean, if there's any silver lining to all this, it is that he did avoid the fiasco that was Butch Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just telling you what he said. I mean, that's and I appreciate your call. I listen to you every day, and y'all keep it going good. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Brent. Great to hear from you.
First time caller. Love it. Big Orange Brent. A good handle.
The inside scoop right there.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'd forgotten how that. So he decommitted, and Cade Mays committed like in his sophomore or junior year to Tennessee.
Yeah, and then John and I broke his decommitment on Fan Run Radio. I remember the day.
It was like rock solid for the longest time. Then, you know, Tennessee started losing in 2017, and you started hearing
rumblings. He lost the locker room again.
That he might be taking visits or something, and it was just like, no way, it'll never happen. Then it happened. I mean, that was a major domino in the whole, you know, disaster that was the 2017 season. It was him decommitting.
It definitely, you know, the heat got turned way up. You know, when you had a legacy kid like that, who was, you know, just, like I said, a top five player in America, and, you know, who his old man was, and it was a position of need, and everything about that kid screamed old school Tennessee nasty offensive lineman. That one stung, man.
And then he, I don't think he committed anywhere. He just signed with Georgia on signing day, because I remember he gave Tennessee a chance. Like Fulmer went in there with Pruitt. Remember, like Pruitt hadn't filled out his staff, so like Fulmer actually went in on the recruiting visit. But by then it was just too late.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like that was just more Kevin out of the, you know, high regard and respect he has for, you know, his former coach. You know, and I'm pretty sure Fulmer's the one who recruited Kevin back in the day.
So really, the big takeaway from this segment is this is all Butch Jones' fault.
Yes, everything can always be traced back to him and his complete stupidity.
All right, stay with us. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the show. Back to wrap things up right after this.
The Drive.
I wrap it up on a Wednesday. Russell and Bear back with you here on The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio, 865-546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline this afternoon. And, Bear, as we wrap things up, as we wrap the things this afternoon, the thought that I had that I wanted to lead with has escaped me.
Hmm.
So...
Well, I mean, is there anything we haven't talked about?
Oh, there's lots of things we haven't talked about. But usually if I just stumble around blindly like this for 10, 15 seconds, it comes back to me. So I'm working on it.
I don't feel like Drew's talked very much today.
See, it happened again. I finally learned how to do this. So, Pruitt, I thought we were going to have a comment or two on the Cade Mays situation but before the end of the show, but apparently he hasn't started speaking yet. Nobody's tweeting anything about it. The reporters, Trey, hasn't tweeted anything about it, so I can only surmise that Trey just made up the press conference, or at least it's starting time to get off the show early.
Man, would it surprise you? We are talking about Take a Day Trey. Weston Wallace. War Eagle Wallace. What's his newest? Some Wacky Weed Wallace.
That's a good one.
Hey, what are
you... Tuscaloosa
He's
got Trey.
To jump off. He's got to jump off. He's got to jump off the Skype call that he was on to get ready for the Zoom call. He's got to jump off the Skype call he was on at 5:20 to get ready for the Zoom call at 6. He's got to get 40 minutes to transfer from Skype to Zoom.
Kind of not making a whole lot of sense. No,
you can't rush these things.
You gotta be mentally prepared for them.
Exactly. I may have an issue on Friday. I may be a few minutes late.
Football Friday, the first Football Friday of the season. You're going to be late to the show.
There's an auction.
An option.
Auction, A-U-C-T-I-O-N, auction.
What are you being auctioned off for, a date or something? I mean, what's going on?
I'm in Drew. I've been consulting with Drew about it. I'm thinking about pulling the trigger on a purchase.
You got to buy it. It's no buts or ifs.
I think so.
Oh, absolutely. You got to buy the Oasis photo. No questions asked.
Let's go back to the phones. Roger is next. Good afternoon, Roger. You're on The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, guys. Hey, Russell Bear. How y'all doing? Hey, how y'all doing?
Roger, we're doing well. Thanks.
Good. How's it? I've not been in there in a while. I know you. Ben. Is Jamie down there, Russell?
Afternoon. Up there on the tower, they're making it happen this afternoon. This place is a hive of activity, as always. People running to and fro, customers coming in, leaving satisfied with smiles on their faces. It is like clockwork here at Old Ben Franklin Motors, no doubt.
Cool. Jamie, is he out there today, Jamie?
Yeah.
Okay, you tell me to say hi for me.
I will.
Cool. I just want to ask you real quick about the NFL. I just want to ask you your thoughts on it about the NFL, about suing a couple coaches for not wearing a mask. I just want to ask you about it. Why is the two coaches not listening to the NFL for suing what's your thoughts about the NFL suing
Roger,
the two coaches
so
for not wearing a mask? Talk about
I'm
that.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up because I don't know why they're not doing it. If it's $100,000, I believe I would be wearing the stupid mask. But
but
I do kind of see their point. Bear, they're testing these players just about daily. They're behaving themselves because they're adults, they're professionals, they've got millions, so they're not going out in the bars and stuff. They test everybody that comes on the field, the guys that hold the chains, the officials, everybody. Nobody in that stadium has COVID. It's like a 0% chance. So why to the coaches, and the players don't have to wear masks. They're breathing and sweating all each other. But the coaches, like Pete Carroll not wearing a mask, it's the end of the world. Like, we got to make an example out of him, right? Tell me where why that makes any sense.
It's crazy. I
imagine it's uncomfortable. I mean, you're outdoors in hot locations sometimes, you're sweating, you really want to be heard and be able to communicate with your players. Like, being seeing somebody's mouth move helps you understand them, understand what they're saying and how they're saying it. So I'd imagine that it's a major inconvenience. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see if these hotheads in the SEC, like Jeremy Pruitt, Nick Saban, and Will Muschamp, can keep their masks on the sideline. I imagine it's going to be difficult. Yeah. I wouldn't want to wear one either.
Yeah, I hear you. So what you bear and wrestle about Cade Mason's weight today, about the commissioner saying no to it. What your thoughts about the news today about Cade Mays
it's horrible. It's bad news.
Yeah.
Hurts.
Yeah.
Hate to see it. Russ?
Yeah. What you talk to Russell about it, Russell? About it.
I think it's an outrage, Roger.
Yeah.
I think this young man has come up here to come home to play, and a vindictive small little man, Kirby Smart, standing in his way, and then Greg Sankey acting as if he's not in a position of power. Oh, what do I do? I'm just the commissioner. I can't do anything. It's a slap in the face, man.
Yeah.
It's an outrage.
It's kind of crazy with that. So see what happens with that.
We'll see.
Maybe somebody. That's all. How you're hugging out. Yeah. Good night.
You too. Look, man. Maybe common sense will prevail. We still got a day or two. Doesn't look very likely right now, but all we can do is hope, Bear. All we can do is hope.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not over till the fat lady sings, Russ.
No.
Although she is warming up right now from what I've heard.
She's doing her do-re-mi warm-up routine. All right, that's going to do it for us. Want to thank our friends here at Old Ben Franklin Motors once again for having us out. It's been a blast. As always, come on out this weekend, folks. Test drive one of these brand new Mitsubishis. You're going to look good behind the wheel of one of these babies. Tell them the drive sent you. They'll take extra good care of you. Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike, and online at oldbenfranklinmotors.com. Big thanks to Drew, Bear, Trey, and everybody who helps make it possible this afternoon. We're going to get on out of the way. No overtime tonight. Run It Up will be in at 8. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 6, right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.